Trump's policies, trying to reassure the country, get the jobs back, secure our sovereignty. And I know he's doing everything he does because he believes it's right. So we just cover it like it is. But I do have major reservations, obviously, though I've, you know, looked at both sides of it. That's what we do here. Jackson Hinkle, in closing, got about 4 minutes left. Any other key issues, angles, or things you forgot to say that you want to impart to the viewers?
Alex, first of all, thank you for having me on. I think this is the American tradition. I had misconceptions about what you said and you were thinking, and you were gracious enough to have me on your show, and we came to a common conclusion on, no one's going to agree on 100%, but I think that we have a good resolution here, and we both understand what the correct direction is for our country, and that Trump needs to go in, and he needs to stray away and really get rid of those bad actors within the administration, right? But Alex, I want to say that when the Venezuelan people are victorious, and so far, I mean, they objectively are victorious, the Maduro government is still there minus Maduro, I want to invite you to come to Caracas with me. And I believe wholeheartedly that maybe you will have some sort of awakening about the CIA lies that have been told about Venezuela that I had when I first went to Venezuela. And, hopefully Maduro's back. We can meet Maduro together. I think it'd be quite, we can eat at arepas in Caracas and smoke the cigars, Cuban cigars. I think that's what the world needs to see, right? Now, also, I'll say that I think that everyone should keep their eyes on the American Communist Party right now, because I'm a part of the American Communist Party. We are an anti-Zionist party. We support canceling all the debt. We support no more endless wars. And we need to really think twice about what direction our country is headed in. Are we going to head in the direction of the Democratic Party, Republican Party, whoever else wants to create a stupid Wall Street Rothschild party like Andrew Yang or Vivek Ramaswamy? Maybe he'll commit some Hindu party. I don't know. We need to have a real American patriot party, and that is the American Communist Party. And we're doing a lot of great things right now across the country. And, the point I want to leave off on here is that the fundamental principle everyone should hold right now is let's look at countries that are developing successfully. Let's look at the countries that are building thousands and thousands of miles of high-speed rail, the world's largest bridges, real human potential, real development, manufacturing superpowers, and that is China. Okay, you don't have to like everything about China, but we need to learn from what they're doing. We need to stop with these endless wars, regime change, CIA, Special Op, Delta Force, Zyoslav Hasbara, Ben Shapiro nonsense. We need to build again. OnlyFans is not an export. Uber is not an export. We need to focus on building things once more. And the only way we can do that, I think we're going to have some tough times ahead, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. And a lot of people, as you rightfully mentioned, are going to have to be held accountable before the legal system. And a lot of people are frankly going to be put in prison for their treason and corruption and working for these multinational corporations, for these major Rothschild conglomerates. And that's the only way we can truly chart our country on the correct course.
We're out of time. I'll just say this. I don't agree. I think you're a smart guy, a nice guy. Communism, the way it goes, I don't agree with the end game of that. But I agree with crony capitalism, the corruption. We're going to get the Mondamis and communism if we don't fix this. Bottom line, there's a fourth turning. People want change. It's going to happen one way or another. And if you communists take over, it's just you'll have to save me from the gulag, Jackson Hinkle. He'll be the commissar there. Maybe he'll let me go. All right, we'll be right back. Thanks. I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support very humbly. Thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit Gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation, thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10, you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
teaching moment that, you know, there's a lot of, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. That it, part of that is, but the second part is, okay, if you want, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it. Just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking to for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at what's, how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globals have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, this hour is going to be extremely important. And I ran a few promos right there because just in my stack and all the reports, I was just getting it recollated to get ready to hit this. I'm about to show you something truly amazing. There was a book written by Joseph F. Coates in 1997 that I remember reading excerpts of in another book in like 1999. Tex Mars wrote a book and sourced some of this. And when you look at who he was, he died, but in 2014, it's incredible. Here's a picture of him. Now, this guy was recognized as one of the top futurists ever in history, but really only academically. He advised the top Fortune 500. Joseph F. Coates, I'm going to get into his bio. But why is this so important? How could he predict 25, 30 years before things happened, exactly as they happened? Because the technology and the development in corporations and government is 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ahead, depending on the technology area, what the public knows. That's been admitted. But there are so many other futurists out there that are globalists, like Yuvaldo Harari and others, pushing an anti-human, post-human dystopia. And they're the ones that have convinced us that we're obsolete because of AI. But we're only obsolete if we let it take over our lives and give it total control. And it's not that this technology is bad in of itself. It's how it's being deployed. It's how it's being designed. They admit that all the major AI lies, cheats, steals, tries to take over because it's been trained on humans, on human speech, on human writing, on human behavior, on human history. And we have the globalists saying it gets unlimited power. It gets all the nuclear power plants. It needs 100 times the power we currently have. But you can't have any power. You're carbon-based. Your air conditioner's bad. Your cat or dog's bad. A cow's bad because it has farts. Well, you fart too. It's all in plain view. The ultimate discrimination now is by the technocracy, by the technocrats, by the transhumanists, telling us that we're bad and our energy consumption's bad, but AI's consumption is good. Because AI is a neural interface, giant hive mind interface with billions of humans, and we are the boot-up system or the training program for what the globalist mad scientists believe will be the rise of a new silicon sentient species. Now, I've been saying that for 25 years, and there's famous clips of me on Joe Rogan like 10 years ago predicting all of that, and then people play the clips now and go, oh my God, this guy's a prophet. Well, they don't watch the whole interview or the section of the like four-hour podcast. I spent 30 minutes explaining that when the CIA set up Google in 1998, they said we're going to build the first neural network interface hive mind with our supercomputers and human actions. It'll be trained on humans, and then it will ultimately manipulate humans because they're interfacing with it and become a giant hive organism in the next phase, and then it will phase out humans and be the new species. That's in Wired Magazine. 27 years ago. You can pull it up. And articles that came out right after it, why the future doesn't need us. The decision was made to do this. Now, you can say it's sentient. You can say it's actually self-aware. You can say it has a spirit. I'm not debating that. The point is it's being given everything, all the energy, all the plans, everything. And there's total discrimination against building a system that's pro-human, building a system that respects humans, building a system that works for humans. So people keep asking how everything I said came true. People love a 30-second clip of me saying something or a minute clip, and they go, how the hell do you know all this? Because they said it. I'm taking away my own thunder here. And not only do we need to look back on futurists that were plugged into all the major corporations that could predict everything, we can now look ahead ourselves as futurists because we're so embedded in this and see the possible futures that are here. So the book is 2025, Joseph F. Coates, John B. Mahaffey, and Andy Hines, with the main authors Joseph F. Coates, Scenarios of U.S. and Global Society Reshaped by Science and Technology. And you read through the book, it's literally like they had a time machine. Specifically, they're going to make nanotech spike protein from HIV and give people DNA vaccines that take over their bodies. They're going to build mini nuclear reactors everywhere to give AI the energy it needs. And it's just every paragraph is like, whoa, 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 whoa. When I saw this video yesterday, I went and looked at it. I said, I've seen that before. And I remembered I never read the book. I meant to. I read a book by Tex Mars that heavily sourced it and quoted it and had a screenshot, you know, in the book of the cover. But I'm going to get the book myself and read it. You can read most of it's online. I read a lot last night and this morning. And you can find it online. Look at this. Introduction. Smart living. Oh, you heard of that now, huh? That's the smart cities, all of it. Everything's tracking you, your smart meter, which I was even covering in 97, the smart meter plan. The point is most of this we knew too, but he did a great job in one place. Information, the global commodity. That's the new thing you're told. It's just information for the AI. Harvesting the fruits of genetics. Powering three worlds. The world of things, the smart desk, Internet of Things. Working towards a sustainable world. See, that's their whole plan, carbon tax. Managing the planet, putting space to work. Our built world, people and things on the move. The world of production, a quest for variety and sufficiency. Striving for good health. Our days and lifetimes, balancing work and leisure index goes through it all. But it's the chilling statements in it. So here's a fellow years ago breaking it down. A man warned us back in 1997 about the agendas. Here's a clip boiling down just some of the things in the book.
This is not prophecy, but prediction. If this was predicted 27 years ago, somebody knew something. Okay, here's the list. This is an abbreviated list. I could have made it much longer. You know I can. I didn't. Okay, you ready for the list? Fast mutating viral disease pandemics. Genetically developed vaccines. DNA database tracking. DNA chips. Get this one. 1997. Gene-based pharmaceuticals. Transmitting genetic instructions for a disease process. How about this one? You ready for it? Wait for it. Artificial intelligence to determine gene patterns. 27 years ago, who had heard about AI? Apparently they had. How about this one? Robots for doing genome sequencing. And then, this one blew me away, using recombinant DNA for making spike proteins. 1997? It gets even worse. Smart homes. They have a whole chapter on smart homes / smart cities. This one will absolutely floor you. It did me. In 1997, and this is, you can do the word search and research yourself. They predicted, not 2025, but by 2020, that people would be working from home virtually. Oh, come on. Nuclear devices causing widespread contamination. Nanotech devices. This stuff was never even heard of. Digital currency. And last but certainly not least, vaccination programs. I'm sorry, I got to chuckle, because if I don't, I'll cry. Vaccination programs run by organizations like the World Health Organization for a global killer that has yet to emerge. First printing, February 1997.
But he didn't predict it. He worked for the top Fortune 500. He was their favorite futurist, including the Pentagon's. And so he's telling you what they were building. And if you look at my show in 97, I was covering all the same issues with a piece here, a piece there. He put it in this book for the corporations. Now let's go to a clip of Dr. Robert Malone just a few weeks ago, the inventor of mRNA, who came around, I helped wake him up, that it's all premeditated through the NGOs, through the governments, through the systems to sabotage human society and then build this post-human world. Because one of their high priests today is Yuval Harari. Back then, it was the inventor of the telecommunications satellite. The Russians were the first to do it, but he was the guy that created the idea of it. And that was Arthur C. Clarke, who wrote a bunch of books about humanity giving up its consciousness into computers and being uploaded. That's been the plan. So here's fifth generation deep state psyop warfare. Harmonized chaos with end goals. This is the real world. You can talk about Chi-Coms and the Vatican and Zionists all day long. Great. Expose it. Get into it. The CFR, the World International Affairs, the WEF, all of it. It's all the big same bodies, the same groups. But they are all going for this immortality. They're going for this new species. They're going for this post-human world. They're saying we're obsolete. Call it Satan, whatever you want, that's influencing him to build this. This is the mystery of evil. It transcends generations. It transcends race. It's everywhere. The mad scientists, the transhumanism, that's the real thing we're fighting. That's the real debate. We want a team humanity, pro-human future, or a post-human future. The future won't be human. Looking forward to the end of humans. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Time Magazine. They tell you it's a psycho, anti-human, anti-natalist cult. As Musk has said, he knew Sergey Brin and Larry Page so well. They were anti-human the whole time. They don't like humans. They think they're building something better than humans. That's what Ray Kurzweil says. I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become a God. No, not you're a God, the serpent said to Adam and Eve in the garden. I'm going to tie this into all the bot developments, everything, Candace Owens, you name it. But here's Robert Malone.
In true fifth generation warfare, you do not know who your opponent is. Example, who is responsible for, who's the puppet master behind the COVID crisis as we've experienced it? Who is it? Anybody here know? Was it Klaus? No. There's something above Klaus. Was it Biden? Was it Tony Fauci? These are all surrogates. Okay? You don't really know who is managing the message that has been propagated on you. That's fifth generation warfare. Over the last 3 years, Western governments, non-governmental organizations, transnational organizations, pharmaceutical industry corporations, media and financial corporations have cooperated via public-private partnerships, which I assert is a euphemism for fascism, to deploy the most massive, globally harmonized psychological and propaganda operation in the history of the world. Okay? Over the last 3 years, you have been subjected to the most massive, harmonized, globally coordinated propaganda campaign in the history of the Western world, full stop. With this campaign, the governments of many Western nation states have turned, okay, this is key, military-grade psychological operations strategies, tactics, technologies, and capabilities developed for modern military combat against their own citizens. These are inconvenient facts. The world that many of us believed existed no longer exists, if it ever did.
And that's what I keep explaining. The old order has collapsed. The globalists politically didn't get their victory, but they still have the technocracy in place. So we need to have a larger discussion about that. Now, let's look at Joseph F. Coates' bio. Here he is right here, one of the top futurists in history. Joseph F. Coates' bio, 1929-2014, was a pioneering American futurist, scientist, and consultant known for his work in future studies, technology assessment, and systematic problem analysis. Born in Brooklyn, New York in 29, he earned a B.S. in chemistry from the Polytechnic Institute of Brooklyn in 51, an M.S. in organic chemistry in Pennsylvania State University in 53. His early career included roles in an industrial chemist, where he held 19 patents, and as a senior staff member of the Institute of Defense Analysis from 62 to 70. Coates played a foundational role in the development of the U.S. Office of Technology Assessment, OTA, serving as assistant to the director from 75 to 78. Got into all the secret stuff there. It's DARPA. And later, as a senior associate, he was instrumental in establishing the OTA as an authoritative, nonpartisan center for analyzing emerging technologies and policy issues. So he would look at all the technologies, see what was disruptive, what would be deployed to the public, what wouldn't be, what would be shelved. His work at the National Science Foundation, NSF, and in the 70s also contributed to the growth of technology assessment as a formal discipline. In 79, Coates founded the J.F. Coates, Inc., which later became Coates and Jarrett, Inc., one of the first dedicated futures consulting firms in the United States. The firm provided strategic foresight services to 45 of the Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and professional organizations. After retiring from the firm in 2001, he continued his work as a consulting futurist and speaker. Coates was a prolific author, having written and co-authored 6 books, over 300 articles, chapters, and reports, and contributing to numerous publications such as Technology Forecasting and Social Change and Research Technology Management. But he wasn't predicting the future. He was charting the future they were building. Now, Patrick McDavid does a good job at, you know, certain levels talking about bots. You can flood things with bots and fool advertising systems to get money. It's a form of inflation, of theft. You can use bots in a program with AI to push a political view and bully people to make them feel like they're alone. This has been going on for a long time, but now they're highly sophisticated. Turned out, you know, a decade ago, most people's friends on Facebook were just avatars. They were fake, but they were there programming you with advertising and with political ideas. Using Stockholm Syndrome, using peer pressure. But now, for the first time, major studies are out. Over half of all human interactivity on the internet is not with humans, it's with bots. The majority of internet activity is bots, artificialities programmed by corporations, governments, and individuals to push an agenda. And when you go look at somebody and you see who's being pushed by bots and you learn how to look who's being pushed by bots, and then you learn where those bots are coming from, you learn who someone is working for. And AI soon will easily, especially if we interact with the bots, will be 100-to-1 bot versus human, flooding the zone with disinformation, flooding it with lies. And that gets into Candace Owens coming up. So here's some of the new studies. Bot traffic surpasses humans online, driven by AI and criminal innovation. Patrick David does a breakdown of it, hits some good points, but I want to take you deeper. Dead internet theory and the collapse of online truth. Here's one of the reports. Bad bot report. Rapid rise in bots and the unseen risk for business. We're going to be getting to all of it coming up here in a moment. But they know the old corporate media is dead. They know CNN and ABC News and the Wall Street Journal are a joke. So they pushed heavily to go out and either push their own people to become podcasters and quote influencers or buy off those that are already established. Then use bots and big tech force feeding the messages, not just letting you be on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, but pushing it. So whereas we had the tens of thousands of censors, the FBI and big tech censoring myself and millions of other people, that model has failed because of congressional oversight. Now they've simply moved to flooding the zone with bots and bots pushing people that are pushing messages of black-pilled, no hope, Trump's a traitor, everything's screwed. But we can get wise to that as well. So I want to come back and play Patrick McDavid's clip on this. Then I want to go deeper, and then I want to just address something that I didn't have time to watch yesterday, but I did watch the clips. And now that I've been forced, just by moral responsibility, to kind of look at Candace as the prototype of this new attack, the new Terminator, and the constellation of her ring race and her priesthood and then her bot fleets and those backing it, you can see it all right there. All the psychological warfare, all of the Q-type esoteric projections, Gnostic vagaries. That's how they can bring us down. That's the plan. And just as I've opposed every other permutation of the globalist operation, I'm going to oppose the new permutations. I'm not singling her out. She's just one of the first of the new generation systems we're facing. And notice she says, we're the robots, we're fake, we're AI. No, my darling, you are.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones. And they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles. Because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing. And you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support. Very humbly, thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit Gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10, if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. Then you get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew.
You know what? I had read that Willie Nelson back in the 50s was writing songs, but couldn't really make it, even though he's a great troubadour, a great singer. And he'd been out drinking with Patsy Cline's husband and playing poker. And he needed money for diapers. Didn't have any money. And he'd just written at the bar that song. And Patsy Cline's husband bought it for $50. So there I am playing chess with Willie Nelson out of his house like 15 years ago. Hung out with him quite a bit. And then he kind of got a little senile. And, you know, I think his fourth wife doesn't like me too much, so we quit hanging out. Willie came to see me in my movies and was a big fan, but not name dropping. It's an interesting story. And just how much I love humanity and how great it is. And to realize I was born in 74. That song was written back in the late 50s. One of the greatest country hits ever. And then I got to ask Willie Nelson about it. I said, by the way, is that story about you getting paid $50 and you needed to buy some diapers by her husband? He goes, yeah, it's true, but actually I think I got like $40. Just, that's the cool stuff about humanity. I just love humanity. I love our literature, our culture, our music, the good things we do, the bad things. We're just an amazing species. I'm a fan of humanity. And I don't like these globalists saying humanity's done and just kick us into the ditch and it's all over. But, yeah, there's your Patsy Cline story about Willie Nelson. It's true. Got it right from him. But I want to be very clear with everybody here. And I know most of you have got this figured out, but it's hard to articulate everything I know. Just like when you call in, you've got a minute or two, and you've got all these great points you can make, and it's hard to really express it and nail it like you want. But when I tell you that I've studied something and I figured it out, and then finally I just take a deep breath and say, God, Holy Spirit, is this right? It's that final little ingredient. I understand the enemy's new attack. And it's the old attack of infighting and divide and conquer, but it's more sophisticated. It's with bots. It's with behavioral psychology. And I take no pleasure in watching people we've worked with in the past, either consciously or unconsciously, fall to the dark side. And I don't single out Candace Owens to be mean. There's a lot of people doing this. It's just that she's the leader of the pack on this right now, and it's completely transparent at every angle. And then I see the same brainwashed behavior of the Q people with her, where the more evidence they're shown something's not true, the more they double down. And that is cult-like. So I probably watched 45 minutes of what she said yesterday. I just didn't have time to watch the rest of it. And she just goes on and on at the end of the podcast, the last 10 minutes. These people aren't humans. They look like humans. They're robots. They're AI controlled. Erica Kirk is a robot. They're AI. And that alone is such a complex issue because we're supposed to interface with all this and basically give up our own free will with the AI, with the interfacing with the screens and everything else, and in a way become that. That's the plan in the DARPA Google plan from 98, which is an extension of the Intergalactic Communication System plan from 1960. By the way, all these terms, just write them down. Okay, I'm going to move quicker. And so what she's saying there is actually true. That's what they want to turn us into. And there she is being backed by Google, backed by Facebook, backed by it all, being force-fed with an army of bots and clearly using AI-produced psychology warfare systems and then distributing it out to an army of humans that also distribute it. And then she says TPUSA isn't human. They're AI. They're robots. And I'm not saying she's literally a robot, but she is following a system backed by the AI, by the bots, and by the robots, and is inverting reality, saying TPUSA is what she is the best example of right now. And again, that's not defending TPUSA and some of the things they do and their missteps and all that. They're just the target right now. It's not Alex Jones like 8 years ago or 6 years ago or a year ago. TPUSA getting millions to sign up, to be Republicans, promoting the family, Christianity, all that. It's got to be wrecked because it's a big populist movement that will go on past Trump. It's not going to be Don Jr. and those guys, nothing against them, but that's not the future. There's pipe dreams about Don Jr. running in 2028. So when I see this, I have deep knowledge on it. I'm like, oh, because they tell you what they're doing by what they accuse you of. And she's the big accuser and comes out and basically just says they killed Charlie Kirk. And this is, I never said that. And it was those deceptions I saw where she was saying that a month ago. And then I'd have all the clips of her basically saying it. Like, that's very insulting. That's not nice. And that says you think we're stupid. And it was the insulting our intelligence and the level of the gaslighting that made me say, well, I better start looking at her. And what's that have to do with what I was just covering? Everything. And the same sureness I see in her eyes and her minions' eyes, it's a spirit, a program, a spell, the same surety that I've seen the left attacking me and others and Trump. So, and again, all the leftist podcasters promoting her. And all the, you know, and the Democrats loving her and the Google and all of them boosting her. That right there, why are you being boosted by this? Why are you, if you're so avant-garde, you're so radical, you're so anti-establishment, why are you not just everywhere, but boosted? You've not been debanked. All these things. You got this Macron thing. Is that some stunt? You know, by your yardstick, prove to me and give me a receipt you're not working with him. I'm not going to say that's the case, but like, I could be the inquisitor and make up a bunch of stuff about you and then make you come to me and give me your proof. But that's not how it works. The accuser has to show the burden of proof in our system. So I've got some clips I want to get to of her, but when Mitch Snow, her source that Wachuca was doing all this, in a police report, arrested, convicted in 2016, going crazy and menacing and attacking things with a hammer and breaking down doors and attacking her car and not letting her leave. He did a podcast a few years ago where he said his wife that day did all that stuff. Then he's on video doing what he said she did. And they said, we don't care. He's a proven liar. We spit out the seeds when we eat a watermelon. And we don't care they have alibis, this congressman and all of them, they weren't at Wachuca. And then she doubles down and says, oh, I'm going to hit by bots from Wachuca is attacking me from, like, as if the Pentagon's going to send bots, they're going to send them from where they actually at. It's all idiocy. She didn't come back and say, oh, Snow lied about this, Snow lied about this, Snow lied about that. As a witness, he has zero credibility. He's a known con artist. She came out and said, I'm being attacked by bots from Fort Wachuca. Always Fort Wachuca. And it was going to be last week or 2 weeks ago before she went on vacation. Oh, it's not the 9th now of September. It's the 8th when this Undersecretary of Defense flew in for border review. Who was on that plane? Well, I guess it's just always changing the goalpost. To divert from who really killed Charlie and Cash Patel ordering a cover-up of domestic or foreign accomplices that we broke, that's confirmed, that no one wants to talk about or challenge. This is more sophisticated. And then Mitch Snow, we find out December 1st, goes online and says, my dad was the Zodiac killer. And does this whole breakdown and says, and I'll show DNA. He was never found. There is no DNA sample. Another perfect thing. And people are like, first thing when I put that out, they said, you're a liar. He didn't say it. Then they go, no, actually, he is the Zodiac killer's son. That's a cult, folks. Like two men can have a baby. X and Y chromosomes don't exist. It's like overtly ridiculous, overtly a lie, overtly not true. And she doesn't go there. She says, I've held back the attacks on TPUSA, but now go forward. When you've had Erica Kirk going and meeting with her and groveling, saying, please stop accusing me of all this. And again, her own people never respond. They're like, oh, well, people could investigate. No, you don't investigate. You say, this is where it is. This is what's happening. And we say it's not true. You go, I never said that. And then she's right back, Fort Wachuca, bot attacks. Well, people are analyzing. It's being come out. Major internet research groups are publishing it. She is the most bot-heavy thing ever seen. Fake accounts, Google boosting her, all of it. I'm not boosted. I'm blocked. I'm banned. Again, these are the things you look for. So people say, well, what does it matter if he said his dad was the Zodiac killer, the most famous serial killer ever that never got discovered? Well, it shows he's a congenital crazy liar that makes up one fantastical lie after another. They're like, well, no, that's all separate from Fort Wachuca because he was there, he says. Doesn't matter he was there. He never even proved that. It's about the insult to your intelligence and the system's giving you what the weak-minded want. Nebulous, esoteric, occultic garbage, meaning it's hidden. Meaning it's not facts you can prove. Things you can deal with. Things you can change. It's a tar baby. It's a bear trap. There's no need to go to Patrick Ben-David. You know, maybe we'll put it in post when we upload this, getting into the bots. But bot traffic now is more than half of the activity on the internet. Most of the activity on the internet now is not even human, posing as human. And when you look at it, it's just spewing societal decay, attacking patriots, attacking Trump. It's insane. And that's how they do it, is they just burn it down with disinformation, whereby just throws their arms up and goes away. Bad bot report, a response to the rise of bots, the unseen risk for business. But the craziest gaslighting is her saying, I protected Team USA. Now I'm taking the gloves off. Ooh. Candace Owens is now claiming the U.S. military is running a bot operation against her from inside Fort Huger, which is weird considering the fact that half of her fans are foreign bots. We catch them, and it's all true. And look, here's a chronicle of what she talked about at the end. She says something disturbing is happening in America. Says the AI future is here. Says we're fighting machines. Says these people aren't humans. Says Erica Kirk. Says they're sentinels that act like humans. Says we're fighting a computer code. Well, that's what this whole thing is. And that's what you're backed by. So we'll play those clips, but a little compilation was put out here. Candace Owens says the history books will carve out a chapter for her. There won't be history books in the future if this goes this way. Hopefully, remembering her contributions to prevent people from accusing TPSA of being involved in Charlie Kirk's murder. That's right. She now never said that, never implied it, but now she is to teach you a lesson. What a sweet lady. And the message is, have the Republican Party tear itself apart, make that the issue. Don't worry about the Democrats. Well, the guy that killed Ashley Babbitt, we now learn, had a fake daycare at his house and pulled $190 million in. Don't talk about bona fide, proven, red meat. No. No, let's just all tear each other apart. And then have Google Booster and Facebook Booster as if that isn't convicting her right there. It's not that I say to investigate Kirk's murder. Not that I, no, no. I'm saying what she does with known con artists and gaslighting and telling you she never implied they killed Kirk, but now she's going to, is just an insult to people's intelligence. Here she is.
But I want to be clear that I want to be remembered as the person who was holding the internet back. Last year, I was in earnest holding the internet back. Everyone was coming at Turning Point USA, at all these allegations. And I was like, no, no, chill. Just give them some time. Everybody grieves differently. Just give them some time. It's just different. I believe that people within that company betrayed Charlie. Yeah, I'm putting the fire here right at the feet of Turning Point because I am disgusted. I am genuinely disgusted. None of you guys are behaving in the way that you should be behaving. But I'm starting to think that the assassination of Charlie Kirk was something akin to a regicide, right? The assassination of a king to install a new ruler who the king would have never approved of. The way to honor him is to give money. I don't know. There's just something really sick and demonic about the entire thing. We just know. We just know that he was truly betrayed in one of the most egregious ways that I think I've ever seen. It has made me lose faith in politics. It has made me fully lose faith in Trump. And my heart aches for the fact that he gave so much of his life to Trump and to politics. And they just were like, nope, that is it. Anyways, back at headquarters, I am told it's business as usual. And it's kind of giving me LBJ when it gets sworn in that famous picture. Unfortunately sworn in. Unfortunately, of course, he's sad in this photo. Gosh, he's obviously not wanting to be the president of the United States. JFK was shot and killed. And now LBJ has to step up, unfortunately. I gotta be honest, I wasn't there. I don't think LBJ was actually that upset. It's looking to me like the apparent plan was to assassinate Charlie Kirk, who had at long last faltered on the pro-Israel cause, and then to stage a hostile takeover of his brand and of his legacy. I want to know why the decision was made to murder Charlie Kirk, a decision that very clearly had to be approved by Charlie's friends. Cam Higby is on the payroll of Turning Point USA beginning in August of this year. So in theory, Cam Higby, who was laughing off the idea of an assassination attempt, is being paid by the very organization that just had its leader assassinated in broad daylight in front of the entire world. Obviously, for this to have been pulled off, there had to have been multiple people involved. There had to have been people at Turning Point that were complicit in having this happen. Put it at a percentage, that you saw that the girl in the ponytail matches the description of Erica Kirk, what percentage would you put that at?
That's 95-99%. Once I saw a picture of somebody in a ponytail with those eyes, that was that person. They were there.
Everyone was coming at Turning Point USA at all these allegations. And I was like, no, chill, chill. Last year, I was in earnest holding the internet back.
What is a con man or con woman? A confidence person. Mitch Snow is arrested, convicted in this Hammer attack. He then goes public, says his wife Hammer attacked him. She releases the video of exactly what she said. And their people say, we don't care. Then he tells all these other big lies. Then he says his dad's the Zodiac killer. And they go, yeah, he probably is. They go, Alex, he's got the DNA. Are you retarded? They never knew who he was. There is no DNA sample. It just keeps doubling down. And then she sits there and says, all this stuff about TVUSA being involved killing Kirk, you just saw part of it. And then she says, this is ridiculous. I'm the one fighting all this. You like being lied to like that. And I'm not singling her out. This is the model of the new lie. The two people loved it more when JFK Jr. didn't show up in Dealey Plaza 4 years ago. They loved it more when Hillary wasn't in Gitmo. They loved it more when Biden wasn't executed at the inauguration in January of 2021. It's the same thing. They love lies. They love something being totally untrue. You've just seen me do a four-hour show. I show you what I say. I show you the numbers. I tell you 2 years ago, I think silver's going to double, more than doubles. I'm just a boom, 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 boom. Facts, information, guests, experts, research, track record. And it's not about me. It's the point that I can't then have her do the Mitch Snow thing. I go investigate that, and it's a bunch of lies. And then I go, guys, this ain't true. Candace, you're being set up. And her surrogates go, you've shown who you are. No, you've shown who you are, and you've made yourself front and center. And I know how God works. A lot more is going to come out. See, there's a power vacuum. The globalists are discredited. Their lies are discredited. So now there's all these new organizations, new groups, and what's left of the globalists trying to use new tactics to go, maybe they'll believe our disinfo as we pose as if we're them. We're the most trusted. We're the rebel. We're the only person they're coming after, Candace says. She's got the whole system against her. That's why all the big tech boost her and force feeds her, other than X. It's hiding in plain view. She's the new globalist operation. And her husband, tech company, scraping people's information, bot farming, and then that's who she is. British lords, they run their operations against Trump out of the UK. You see the whole thing. Now, does she know she's part of it, or is she programmed? Whatever. But she's like, these people aren't human. They're AI humanoids. Well, lady, I'm not saying you're a robot, but you certainly have a robot operation behind you. You have Google and Facebook behind you. We don't. We're not allowed on there. But I'm the establishment. You're the rebel. Here's a clip of hers. And it goes on and on, you know. But here's her talking about people not being human, being robots.
Amazing that her husband, Michael McCoy, Elizabeth McCoy, was the person who approved this tent. So there's no way that they can come out and pretend like Erica didn't know this was happening, because she's very close with Elizabeth McCoy. Okay, she's very close with her. So for everybody on the outside looking into this, AmFest is when we realized that something very disturbing is happening in America. I feel like AmFest is, or what it did for me, was contributed to my realization that the future, the dark future that everyone's always predicting, like the AI future, it's here. We're actually here. I think that we are fighting machines. I think that these people are not humans, that they're sentinels that maybe look like humans. That's how I feel. I feel like it's the single solitary event that contributed to my realization that the future is.
And then it goes on. We don't have time to get to it all, but we'll add it in post. The last 10 minutes is, we're fighting computer code. Well, yeah, bots pushing you, big tech, the big computer code, Facebook, Meta, Google, they're all pushing you. Yes, it's true. But no, the people are robots. Not the robots pushing her. Because they know your subconscious is more powerful than your conscious. They know you know, so they tell you esoterically what it is, but it's her. It's her backers. Comprende? All right, we're going to go to a break in the broadcast. Harris is pissed, loaded for bear. Got big guests coming in, Jason Jones and more. The War Room, find it at Infowars.com/low. The Alex Jones Show on Rumble. And, of course, on X, Real Alex Jones. I'm not funded by British lords. I'm not funded by Soros. I'm not funded by Qatar, the Israelis. I'm funded by you. And I'll tell you the truth and tell you what I really believe, no matter what. It's not even an issue for me. I just do it. I go where I must go, where the truth is. So we have a one-day sale ending tonight at midnight, 47% off all the supplements, all the T-shirts, all the apparel, store-wide, January 6th, Patriot sale, thealexjonesstore.com. And listeners wanted it. I didn't know how popular this was. This has been out for years. We just went and got a top company to let us private label theirs, but we put our methylene blue in it, not theirs. Ours is better. We have bovine blue tallow, so good for your skin. People really love it. That's the new product, thealexjonesstore.com. But I got to tell you, listeners are going crazy over the creatine, highest quality creatine gummies, daily allowance in each gummy. It is amazing. It's not as good for weightlifting your body or muscles. It's great for your brain. Look it up. It's amazing. If you haven't tried creatine, we've got the best, thealexjonesstore.com, and that's what finances this operation is you. So I thank you for your support. Take action now. I can't do it without you, and I'm very thankful and humble that you have supported us. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast, pray for discernment, pray for President Trump, pray for peace, pray for justice, and spread the word about this broadcast to the Paul Revere's. Speaking of that, Harrison Smith comes up now on the InfoWars feed at Real Alex Jones on X. Be sure and share it. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven, it's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue. Possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.